Thank you for listening to the Voice Ministries podcast. To get more information about Voice, or if you were blessed by this message and want to sow into our ministry, go to our website at voiceministries.com.
That's good worship. How many of you were here last month at the healing service? Did you guys use the little devotional that I had on the other side? Did you go through that? Was that helpful? I want to do that kind of thing more often. Josh has prepared a website, or a blog site, I should say, off of the Voice website, and I'm going to be adding to that soon and just start sharing those kinds of teachings with you, and that will draw you into a place of intimacy if you use them. My heart is that you connect with the heart of God in such a way that you're walking in unity with Him. He's a great lover, and he wants to be known by you. He wants you to know Him. You were created for relationship with Him, and He desires that. He desires it to the extreme that you can have that desire, so much so that He sent Jesus. His son, precious son, and suffered a death that we deserved. And so it's that kind of passionate desire that God has for you. So my heart is to draw you into that place that you know Him like a lover, that you know Him as a father, that you relate to Him as a friend, that you can count on Him like a brother, you know, that in every aspect of His nature and every need that you have, there's nothing that He can't fulfill in you. There is nothing that He can't satisfy, and there's no problem too big or too small. He cares about every detail of your life. I was sitting with the Lord, and I heard Him say, "Do you know what I want?" And my ears perked up. You've heard me complain about this before. I used to hear the Lord at will, or see a vision at will, and it's not like that now. He's bumped it up a bit, and I have to chase Him more. And I'm going there with Him. And so when I hear Him speak something very clear, my ears are like flame. You know, they'll perk up. And I heard Him say, "Do you know what I want?" I'm like, "God, share that with me. Because if it's important enough for you to speak that to me, then there's something, a desire that I want to know. I want to be His friend. So I want to listen when He has something that He wants to share. I want to be a friend back," right? Amen. We all want that kind of walk where we're not only expecting from God, we want to give to Him. Because He deserves our affection. He deserves our loyalty. He deserves our praise and worship. But He also deserves our friendship, our love, our to have a compassionate heart for God. You know, sometimes I feel so sorry for Him, especially when He's dealing with me. Sometimes I even apologize. "God, I'm so sorry that I'm so, like, can't get this." But He's so good, you know. He's so patient. And so he wants to meet us there. And we need to have that same desire towards Him, that we want to meet Him there. We want to meet His need for relationship, because that's what we're created for. God's a jealous God. He's jealous for your affections. He's jealous for your love. He's jealous for your attention, because He loves it, and He's worthy of it. It says, "Do you know what I want?" Said, "I want for my purpose to be known, my love to be understood, fellowship to be consummated, and truth to be known." That kind of says it all right there. I mean, He wants you to know, He wants us to know His purpose, His purposes. God's very intentional. I'm not going to talk about all of this because it's a lot. But what I did was this scripture right here. This scripture is very all-encompassing, and it takes every one of these desires of God's heart is expressed through this this passage right here in Ephesians 1. And so I laid it out for you in the Amplified. And every so often I asked questions here for you to ponder. I want to, my heart is to teach you how to go through this. Most of you know how to study, but I often get asked, how do you develop an intimate relationship like I have with the Lord? Like, you know, many of you have intimate we all have a relationship with God on some level, but we're all going for that deep place, right? I mean, I am so not satisfied where I am at. My heart aches for the more. I'm not satisfied. I have to go deeper. It's like consuming passion in me. And so now I know that I'm not an exception and that every one of you aren't satisfied where you're at. If you are, then take another look. Because I think for all eternity that God's always going to be able to outgive us. And we're always going to be wanting more of him. He's going to always draw us. Because he's deep, deep, deep. And that's fun, but it's also satisfying to walk in that place. So I often get asked, how do you get there? We struggle with how to know how to get into that deep place of intimacy. The Lord wants to be known by us. And so there's his want to and our want to. He's going to meet us. It's just we need to know there's many ways to do it. But I find that I haven't been very conventional. The things to do list haven't worked for me. So I want, the Lord wants to draw you. He wants to draw you into that deep place. And so one of the ways I am before him is that always listening, driving down the road, at the grocery store, taking a bath, cooking, or sitting with him. I'm always searching, always searching, always. Sleeping, I wake up in the night searching. I'm always looking, always being drawn to him. Let him draw you like that. Ask for that. If you don't have that constant search going on, that constant desire, that pull, ask for it. That's what I did. I asked for it. It's a consuming passion. Let him consume you. He's passionate God. He's full of compassion. Let him draw you. And so ask for that kind of drawing, that searching, I gotta have this heart. So then when I go to the scriptures, I ask the Lord to make it come alive to me, because I never had that. The word says that your word is living. And when you have when you believe, when you choose to believe what God says, it opens the door for revelation. That choice right there, a belief, opens the door for revelation. Because you're choosing to believe, in the first place, what he said is true. That his word is truth. Right there, that simple, that his word is living, and it's good for instruction, it's good for food, it's good, it's everything that we need is in his word. So when you choose to believe him at his word, that when you look at the scriptures, you look at them differently. You look at them as truth for you. It's not just, oh, that's a nice story, or that's truth for somebody else, or, well, I'll take that one when I'm in that circumstance, but it doesn't apply here. The Lord's word is true. And so when you receive it as truth, it opens the door for him for revelation. He'll start to talk to you about it. He'll start to give you deeper understanding and revelation and insight to certain scriptures. And it starts to mushroom. As you look at the word then, it will just begin to open up to you in new ways. So this scripture in Ephesians, I just want to read through the first part of it, and so that you can see how this is going to work. This is Paul. He says, Paul, an apostle, a special messenger of Christ Jesus, the Messiah, by the divine will and the purpose and the choice of God, to the saints, the consecrated set apart ones, that's you, at Ephesus, who were also faithful and loyal and steadfast in Jesus Christ, may grace, God's unmerited favor, and spiritual peace, which means peace with God in harmony, unity, and undisturbedness, be yours from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. May grace, may blessing, praise, laudation, and eulogy be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Messiah, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual, given by the Holy Spirit, blessing in the heavenly realm. So I just asked the question, what does spiritual blessing mean to you? You start pondering things, when you start picking things out like that in the scripture and you start pondering them. So look up the word spiritual and look up the word blessing and you start cross-referencing. I've said this before, I rarely go to a commentary because Jesus is really good commentary and his word is full. And so I start going back and forth. So pick out every phrase. I mean, I picked that one out in the third verse to start with, but one and two have a lot in it right there. I mean, you can spend days on each, like a verse, and just picking it apart. When you start thinking about and dwelling upon what does spiritual blessing mean to you, it can mean a lot of things. For some people, it would mean, well, spiritual blessing would mean favor, God's favor, that I'm healed or I'm financially blessed or I'm, you know, I'm this or I'm that. But what does spiritual blessing mean? So you need to find the truth of what it means. Those are some of the things it means, but there's a deeper truth. There's more. I encourage you to go through these verses and use this as a worksheet. The Lord wants to be known. He wants his purpose to be known. And this scripture has each one of these, it has purpose, his love, his fellowship to be consummated. It has those actual words in all of this scripture. I didn't know that when I heard him say that. And then he led me to this scripture. And it's all right there. So I really felt like this is God's heart for you tonight. God wants us to get into his word. He wants us to know the word. We need to be able to stand on the truth of it. You need to know. And so another thing that I've done is when I ask the questions, like on number 11 there, it says on your back page, it says, in him we were also made God's heritage portion, and we obtained an inheritance, for we had been foreordained, chosen and appointed beforehand in accordance with his purpose. There's his word, the purpose. Who works out everything in agreement with the counsel and designs of his own will. What does this say to you about your value? So make these scriptures personal about you. What does this say to you about you? What does this scripture say? We obtained an inheritance. For we had been foreordained. That's a loaded question. I could have asked that one. There have been church splits over that one. It means that God had a plan all along. He had a plan all along to bring everybody that would say yes into his family. This is a good worksheet, and I'd encourage you to use it as that. Pick it apart. Pick phrases that I didn't highlight or underline there. It's so full. I would have been stopping every other word to do this and give a line, you know. So go through it. And Michael, would you come back up here? I'm going to start right in with ministry here. At the very end, I want to read this prayer over you. When you find these kind of apostolic prayers in the scriptures, take them personally. It's not just meant for the people that it was spoken over. It's still a good prayer. Take it personally and hide it on your heart. So as I read this to you, I want to encourage you to receive it. Just be in a place of being able to receive this because it's powerful. It says, for I always pray to the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, that he may grant you a spirit of wisdom, that he may grant you a spirit of wisdom, deep and revelation, spirit of wisdom and revelation. That's what was upon Jesus. Isaiah 11 talks about that, of insight into mysteries and secrets in the deep and intimate knowledge of him. God wants to be known by you, by having the eyes of your heart flooded with light so that you can know and understand the hope which he has called you. What's the light? It's Jesus. He's the light. He's the light. He's the truth. The hope of which he has called you, and how rich his glorious inheritance in the saints, his set apart ones. That's you. And so that you can know and understand what is the immeasurable and unlimited and surpassing greatness of his power in and for us who believe, as demonstrated in the working of his mighty strength, which he exerted in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, above every title that can be conferred, not only in this age, in this world, but also in the age and the world which are to come. And he has put all things under his feet and has appointed him the universal and supreme head of the church, a headship exercised throughout the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. For in that body lives the full measure of him who makes everything complete, who fills everything everywhere with himself. You're the church, people. All the fullness of Christ Jesus dwells in you as a group. You each have a part of it. No one person has it or manifests it all. We each manifest a part of the whole. We're a body. As a Christian, you're part of this body of Christ. Work through that prayer and see what God's heart is for you right there. But this is powerful. This whole scripture passage, I don't have time to go through it with you. But take the time and eat it. Meditate on it, dwell on it, and as you do, take it very personally. Put I, me, those kinds of phrases when you're asking questions, or make it personal. It's for you. God has a lot to speak to you. It talks about the character. You'll learn a lot about the character of God in it. He wants to be known by you. That's how you know him, is jumping into knowing his character. And falling in love. Just falling. He just wants you to fall in love. Let's stand. Tonight, and pastors. Maggie, come on up here. Pastors, we're going to do a healing tunnel. We haven't done that for a few months, and I want half of the team on one side and half on the other. Just make a glory tunnel. Okay, are we all here? All right. So I want you, as you pass through, now we're going to even out. We got one more coming. Nope, we're going to. Why don't you come down here, Roy? I want you, I don't know if you've ever seen a glory tunnel before, but if you haven't, the anointing of the Lord to heal, to bless, to restore, to deliver, is present. We just declare it right now in Jesus' name. And we just are going to open this up. And as you pass through, the team's going to lay hands on you. They're not going to, you don't need to tell them what you need, but they're going to just walk slowly through it, and they're going to lay hands on you, and they're going to be praying over you. And expect. You have to believe. When you believe, it opens the door for revelation, right? You know what? The power of God in you wants to come out. He wants you to believe that He's here. You carry the very kingdom of God in you. So He wants to do something tonight. And I just felt like He wanted to bless everybody tonight. He doesn't want to just bless a few. We're all needy. We all need something from Him. He's a good Papa, and He wants to give good gifts. So as Michael. I almost called him Roy. Good grief. Just a little excited. As he plays and you walk through, just start at this end and then pass through that way and go back to your seats. And then just start praying for each other. After you're done with that and you still have a need, find somebody and just pray for each other. We're just going to open up this room. God, I just lift up this room. God, we thank You for an open heaven. We bless this time. I take authority over anything that would hinder Your power and Your workings in any way, and I command it to go in Jesus' name. Lord, we just release Your kingdom. We want to be Your agents of love. We want to do what the body does. The body is, we are to bless and to heal and to release Your presence to our fellow man. So we just want to love on You tonight. So just begin to walk through. I'm going to put the mic down, and I'm going to join down here. So come on down.
I can't.